এবেরে বসা দাদা ব্রান্ডে গেটে বসা দাদা বাদা 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 বাহ দেখো রোগগত বসা দেখা গেটে ব্রান্ডা বাদা বসা দাদা বাদা 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 বাহ লিফা রাবা গাদা বসে দেদে ব্রসকে দেদে ব্রসকে দেদে বসকে দেদে ব্রত বড় বড় বো ইফা রাবা দা বসা কাদা বাদা ব্রন্ত বড় বড় বসি দে বেদা ব্রসকে দেদে ব্রান্ডা বাদা বা Bada 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 bosha kada da brande bede boshi de brande bede bede brondo bodo bodo do brondo bodo brondo bodo bo nili para bagata shede bada 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 brando bodo boshi kede de bodo brondo bodo brondo bodo bo can you hear me can you hear me can you hear me masha da bada brondo bodo bosha da da brande bada 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 I para bagada bosha de de baziza zara brakata shede de brata Bada boka shada da brande bede bo raka di vashe de de branda bada baha li pa rabado shaba rabado rabadi bo ro bo do bo shede de brande de di baha na bada 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 baha okay and can you hear the music please can you hear the music can you hear the piano Bada da bada bo shada da ba zuzu li braka zu li braka de ge de bo ha. Okay. Fada va zu ge de bra ta ta la brosh ke de ba ha bra de ge de be de be de be de bre de de bo shada da ba zara da bro de be de bra da ba da ba. Li karama tu jada da da ba zu ge de va zu li braki de sho do braka di bro de ge de de bo do 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 Oh my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, da ba di ba da ba di ba da ba di ba ra bo she de bra z go do do bo she de bra ta ta li bro ske ta de bra ka te ma da ma da ma ra ba do bo she de de bro ske de de bro ske de de bro ske de de bro ske de de bra ka da ba da bro do bo do bo do do bro do bo do bo ma 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 no ma no bo she de ba do do bo she ge de bro do go do bo she de bra de ge de bo sha La baraba da rumbo do bodo brondo 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 bo batu du baju du du boziki di brande gede bosha de de branja da da bada 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 brande gede de bosha da gada brande bede be Oh my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, mada da mada mada ba, mada bada 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 ba. Ili paramato sheke zezeleze, rikato jede de bazu di braka di bo jede branke de de bo shidi di brondo go do do brondo go do brondo go do bo. Oh my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, da ga da bo shadi de bo jadi di ba je de bo zolo bra ga di ba li bro shke te 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 le bra ka di ba da bran de ge de ba ha. Le to shata ta ra ka du ba shke de de bra ta da da bo shke de de brondo bo do 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 bo. Li para ba ga to shke de de bo shke de de bo shke de bro shke de de ba da bran de ge de de bran de be de bran de be de bran de be de be. Le toro motoro motoro mosko do do moro moto brondo do do bodo bodo do brondo bodo brondo do 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 moske de de brondo bodo do brondo do do bo i para baga da bo shede de ba zeze de bra zeze de bra ka di bodo moske de de bra de ge de de ba Oh my God, abada bada 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 bosha kada bada bada da boske de de brondo bodo brondo bodo bo Uru tutu shke te te re bra ka ta 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 la bra ka te re de boske de de bra ta ra da boske de de boske de de boske ra da ba da ba ra ka di ba da ba ra ka di ba da ba lo koro moto shke de boske di bron te de baske di bron te de de ba ha Rada da bosche de de baza za za de 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 beza de de ze de ze be de ze de breza de de beza de brez ke ze ze de bran de bi de bosche i para bagato broske de de baka do bron do bodo do bron do bodo do bron do bodo bron do bodo do broske de de braka. Pray into tonight's service. Pray into tonight's service. Pray and thank God. Come on, pray and thank God. Pray and thank God. La paramada, rapa di maramada, raka dobo ronomo dobro, dobo do dobo jidu bros, gudi di brandi gidi di bo, rede de debo shata tete rebras, kada da boske de debro, dobo do dobo do dobro, 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 dobo do dobo, raka do jege jede 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 grande, gudu do brandi gidi di vashi di brata di di bo, raka di baha. I paramada bushekete telebrakata lebrakata labroshkete debroshkete lebrakata shada. Pray and thank God. Pray and thank God. Pray and thank God. Pray and thank God. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Rakadabadaboshi di ba rakaduba shede kadurumo dobroshkete lebrakata. Oh, mazuzuzu luvruka divroshke de devroshke de devroshka tanda da da borrika tapa. E peremata braska tore baka divroshke de devaduko zodo broka divronde gede de baharaka toshke te. Ma duvre ta shudu vrenge de devarabroshke de devushke de devrandiki de baharu katulu braske tele de brande gede baha. E padubu dudubundu duduboshita romrashka talibroke de devaha. Rapaduba shete telebraka doshke de devaha. I paramadu Rapaduma la braka tu veske de devranka doske de devaha. Epete palobroska di braske tele branka diva da brande gede de ba da branke de de boska di branta da da baha. I parama du broska da da buzeze ze de braka tu pali braka tu breka tala broske tele braka. Rada ba da buze de de baju di braka tole braska tele branka di brande gede de ba. Rapa di bodo bodo bosha da da brande bede bede de baha. Da ba da ba da ba da busha ta 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 li pa ra ba da ba de busha ka da ba da bro do bo do bo do bro 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 do bo do bo. Pray into tonight's service. Pray into tonight's service. Pray into tonight's service. The Lord should take charge. The Lord should take dominion. The Lord should take control. Come on, somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Li parabada boshatara bada vudivra katalabaha. Rapado, 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 rapado makata. Leto rakatoshe. Le parakadu vazi divra katopa librakada. Le dada, la broshata librasketa. I parabada badabu. Jede de basu di braka tondo braka tena ba rekata palumata jede ke de brata talabrata i paraka dubash kede de basu di braka tumbra ndeke de brande ke de ba epetana bruske tele branka duvreskata rapado 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 i kata talabataka repalabraska tatalata rika da bruske tele branka tele bruskata rapada rapadubreskata talabranka etanda da da bush Skete telebraka, rada da budu brande gede de ba. Skete telebraka du brada bana 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 bana. Didi di bu shara da ba. You are welcome. Say something. I want to see you. If you are here, say something. I want to see you. I cannot wait for the rest. Our lives are out and we have to work with the little we have. Almost all my devices are going off. Almost all my devices are going off. But we will do the service. Amen. Amen. Rhoda, my daughter, I see you. God bless you so much. Papa Jay is here. God bless you so much. Eugenia, my daughter, God bless you. Trainis, God bless you so much. I heard you have your documents now. Your brother told me you have your documents now. Wow, that's good news. We thank God. Esther, you are here. God bless you so much. Lida bada bo shataru modu braka topa di brashke de ba shede de bo raka to brashke te brande ke de ba.
Okay. So tonight I am speaking on sleep. sleep. The theme sleep, and it is the subtopic for our series Dreams and Visions. If you have realized, this is the third sermon on the series Dreams and Visions. It means that we have part one, which is available on our usual platforms. We have part two available on our usual platforms, that is Telegram and Podbean. You can download it. You can download part one and two on Telegram and Podbean. And tonight is part three, and I am speaking on sleep. In order to fully understand sleep, we must go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. I want to break it down for you where sleep is coming from. Sleep, where it is coming from. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Now, if the Lord permits me, I will speak on the void one day. As a topic one day. So, the void is not my focus tonight. And darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Now, get your notepads and your pens ready, because I am going to explain a lot of things tonight. If you have your notebook, if you have your pen, let me see, I have it. Papa J, God bless you. Paul, God bless you, my son. Adelaide, welcome. Now, the Bible said, then God said, let there be light. Now, let me go back. The Bible said, darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Lord said, let there be light. Now, let me break it down. The darkness you see here is not that black thing that you know. The darkness you see here is not the black thing. What you see as darkness when it is night and you see the dark, when there is no light and the room is black. That is not the darkness the Bible is talking about. The Bible said, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and God said, let there be light. Now let me explain. The light here is not the sun. The light here is not a light from your torch. It's not the flashlight that you see. It's not the light from your bulb. It's not the sun. It's not the moon. Please understand. The darkness is not the black thing that you know, and the light is not the light that shines in your room. No. It's more than that. Because when you read the Bible in carefully, you realize that later on God now goes ahead to create the sun. He goes ahead to create the moon and the stars. It means that the light he was referring to was not the sun and then the light, the torch, the candles. No, that wasn't it. So what is the light and what is the darkness? Verse 4, the Bible said, and God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Listen, please understand me when I say this, that the darkness you see here and the light you see is not, the light is not what is in your room, and the darkness is not what comes when you turn off the light. No. But God saw that the light was good, but as for the darkness, it wasn't. The Bible didn't say the darkness was good. Now let me break it down for you. When you visit 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14. The Bible says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? The Bible repeats the same light and the same darkness that is in the book of Genesis. Verse 15, the Bible says, and what accord has Christ with Belial? Now, let me... The Bible first says, what accord or what communion does the light have with darkness? And now in verse 15 of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, the Bible says, what accord or what communion does Jesus Christ have with Belial? It means that Jesus Christ is the light and Belial is the darkness. In other words, Christ is the light and Belial or Satan is the darkness. So now when we go back to Genesis chapter 1 and we are replacing it with the light and darkness, the scripture will now read, the earth was without form and void, and Satan was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Verse 3, and God said, let there be Jesus, and there was Jesus, and God saw Jesus that he was good, and he divided Jesus from the devil. So the darkness that was on the face of the deep was the devil, Belial, Satan and his horde. And so God said, let there be Jesus. May Jesus appear. Even God mentioned the name of Jesus when he encountered darkness. Even God mentioned the name of Jesus when he saw darkness. Even God mentioned the name of Jesus when he went through darkness. It means that you and I have no other name to call onto when we are in darkness. We have no other name to call onto when we go through hardships. We have no other name, because even God pronounced and proclaimed that let there be Jesus. How much more you and I? How much more you and I? Let there be Jesus. Now let me go back to Genesis chapter 1 verse 5. And God called the light day. Mi paramaduva shete telebrakatopa. Listen, do not forget that the light is Jesus. The Bible said, and God called Jesus day. God called the light day. God called Jesus day. God called the light day. God called Jesus day, because Jesus is the light. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14 and 15. And the darkness he called night, or and Belial he called night, or and the devil he called night, and Satan he called night. Please understand that Jesus is symbolic of the day and the devil is symbolic of the night. In order to understand sleep, you need to understand where and why it was invented and where it was invented. Because if you do not, you will never fully understand the purposes of sleep, what it stands for, the power it has, the power it has, that the ability it carries to transform your life. God called Jesus day. So when you read your Bible carefully, you realize that day is spelled with a capital D, because it is the name. Day is also the name of Jesus. Day. Day is also the name of Jesus. Day is a name. That is why he said, even though weeping might endure for the night, joy will come in the morning. The morning is day, because the morning is Jesus. Whenever the sun rises on you, that is a sign of the blessing of God, and it is the sign of the presence of God in your life. He called Jesus day. It means that day is a name. And he called the darkness night. When you read your Bible carefully, you realize that night is spelled with a capital N. It means that it is the name of a person. So Jesus is also called day, and the devil is also called night. And the Bible says, so evening and the morning were the first day. The first day ever. Listen, you need to understand this, that this was when time was created. Before this, time wasn't created. Before this particular statement, before this particular occurrence, time was not created. Please understand. Can you hear me? Are you with me? Before this occurrence, before this situation, time was not created. Now, when you read, when you listen to my sermon, The Fall of Lucifer, I think I posted it today. When you listen to my sermon, The Fall of Lucifer, you realize that the creation story in Genesis chapter 1 is the second creation, not the first creation. There is a first creation in which time did not exist. There was a first creation in which time did not exist. Somebody is saying, what is the man of God saying? Let me take you to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. There was a point in the life of God that time did not exist. Before man was created, time did not exist. You need to understand this carefully. There were no times, there were no seasons, there were no days. This was the first time that time was created. That was in Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. That the Bible said he called the light day and he called the darkness night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. That was the creation of time. So when I take you to Titus chapter 1 verse 2, you realize that in hope it is written that in hope of the eternal life which God, in hope of eternal life which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Why is the scripture saying before time began? It means that there was an era in the life of this universe that time did not exist. Are you understanding what I'm teaching? Are you understanding it? Because if you do not understand this, you will not understand sleep. There was a point that God, when God originally created the universe, there was no time. Time was not part of the creation. In order to fully understand, I will not go deep into the two different creation stories, but you can listen to my message, The Fall of Lucifer. When you listen to my message, The Fall of Lucifer, you will fully understand that there are two different creation stories. This creation story that the Bible says God created the world in 6 days, that is not the first creation. That is the second creation. And you will fully understand it in details when you listen to that message. So the Bible said in 2 Timothy and in Titus chapter 1 verse 2, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9, the Bible speaks of what the Lord promised humanity before time began. It means that there was an era that time didn't begin, that time had not begun yet. So when God created, listen to this carefully. Do not forget that the light is day, or Jesus is day. What you see as morning is Jesus Christ. And what you see as night is the devil. That is why the devil operates most or strongly in the night. Because one of his name is night. One of his names is night. One of the names of Jesus is day. One of the names of the devil is night. So when night falls, the devil is at work. When night comes, the devil is at work. But when day begins, Jesus is working. When day begins, Jesus is strong. When day begins, Jesus is ruling. But when night falls, that is the domain of the devil. And God knew that the night was the devil. And so he invented something called sleep that will not happen in the day, in the era of Jesus, in the domain of Jesus, because day is Jesus. So God invented a time, God invented an event called sleep, and he placed it in the middle of the night, so that when it is the domain of the devil, you will be deep asleep. You will be in a deep sleep that you will not be found, you will not be seen, you will not be recognized, you will not be active because you are hiding in sleep. You are hiding in sleep. The very moment the night comes, the devil is at work, the devil is strong, the devil takes dominion. So God has invented sleep, that when the devil is moving to and fro in the earth, you will be asleep in your bed. So as it is night right now, it is the domain of the devil, because one of his names is night. So this is why God created sleep. This is why God created sleep. The first purpose of sleep is for hibernation. To hibernate. H-I-B-E-R-N-A-T-E. Is to hibernate. The first purpose of sleep is for hibernation. Please understand. To hibernate is to become inactive or to become dormant. And when God invented sleep, you see, everything that God created sleeps. Let me repeat it. Every single thing that God created sleeps. Every single thing, whether it is the mountain, whether it is a tree, whether it is a plant, it has a time that it goes into hibernation. So when God invented sleep, he didn't only consider human beings. He also considered mountains. He also considered the seas. You see, when it is in the middle of the night, the rivers are calm. In the middle of the night, the waters are still. In the middle of the night, even the sea isn't raging. The sea is still because it is in hibernation. In the middle of the night. So when God invented sleep in the night, he did not put it in the day, but he put it in the night, because that is when the devil is strong the most. So he invented sleep so that it will protect you from the devil. I'm coming to break it down. Hold your fire. Hibernation. So when God was inventing sleep, he wasn't only considering human beings. He was also considering animals, seas, rivers. He was also considering plants, not just animals. Human beings were not supposed to be in hibernation. Because when you are in hibernation, you become inactive and you become dormant. And when you become inactive, the devil is active. When you become dormant, the devil rules. So when God invented sleep, even though hibernation was part of it, it was not the portion of human beings. So if you are a human being and you sleep to become inactive, you sleep to become dormant, it means that the devil will overpower you, the devil will overcome you, and that That is why it is written in the Bible that when a righteous man went to sow seed in the middle of the night, when he was sleeping, the Bible said the wicked man came and sowed tares in the midst of the seeds. Because when you sleep for the reason of hibernation, when you sleep for the reason of hibernation, when you sleep to become inactive, when you sleep to become dormant, then you become prey to the devil. You become prey to the devil. You become vulnerable to the devil. The devil can touch you. The devil can manipulate things. The devil can transform you negatively. The devil can change your destiny. Because human beings were not supposed to sleep for the reason of hibernation. Am I communicating? Listen, please understand me when I say this. When God was creating sleep, He did not only create sleep for human beings, He also created sleep for animals, so that animals, they will sleep to become inactive. They will sleep to become dormant, so that they will regain or be refreshed in the morning. But if you are a human being and you sleep to become inactive, then you will definitely become prey for the devil. Pito pito ramakada shali kro sheketa telepata rakada dabo karabada karabada kadapa likata ta roshketa telebraka tubraska telebraka. So the purpose of hibernation was for animals. The purpose of hibernation was for plants, was for rivers, was for seas, but not for human beings. The purpose of hibernation was not for human beings. But today, some human beings sleep, some people, some Christians, they sleep to become inactive. They sleep to become, listen, and they are controlled by the sleep. That is why your lives are always getting worse. That is why your results are never improving. That is why your relationship is never getting better. That is why your business is never moving. That is why your life is never being transformed. Because you are sleeping like a plant. You are sleeping like an animal. You are sleeping like a mountain. You are sleeping for hibernation. And so watch what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6 verse 9. How long will you slumber? How long will you sleep? How long will you be inactive? How long will you be dormant? Oh, you lazy bum. Oh, you lazy one. How long will you slumber? When will you rise from your sleep? When will you rise from your sleep? When will you rise from your sleep? I am still speaking under the theme dreams and visions. The Bible said a little sleep and poverty will climb upon you like something. A little sleep, a little laziness and poverty will climb upon you. When you sleep and you sleep as an animal, you sleep to become inactive. You sleep to become dormant. You are already a prey to the devil. Animals, you see, and that is why some animals are caught in their sleep. Even lions are caught in their sleep. Most animals are caught by prey, are caught by predators or are caught by hunters when they are sleeping. If you have seen rats, if you have seen rats, if you have seen snakes hunting for rats in the middle of the night, they hunt for rats when the rats are sleeping. When the rat is asleep, the snake comes alive and goes to snap it for itself. Squirrels in the trees, snakes hunt for them in the middle of the night. When they are asleep, that is when the snake shows up. Because animals sleep to become inactive so that they might be refreshed in the morning. But if you are a human being and you sleep to become inactive, that you might be refreshed in the morning, you wake up with double trouble. You wake up with double issue. You wake up with multiple conditions that you didn't have. And every time you sleep, you have a problem with your neck. You will sleep and you are feeling pain in your shoulder. You will sleep and there is something wrong somewhere, because you do not sleep like a human being. You sleep like a plant. You sleep like an animal. You sleep for hibernation. Sleep was not only invented for human beings. God didn't just give it to human beings. He also gave it to animals. And so be careful which part of sleep and what is the purpose of your sleep. Sleep is sleep, but what makes the difference is the purpose of your sleep. Now, let me take you to the second purpose of sleep. Somebody say rest. Somebody say rest. 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 Now, before I move to rest, let me go back to hibernation. When the purpose of your sleep is to hibernate, or to become inactive, or to become dormant, you are controlled by it. So if you have ever had fowl in your house, you realize that at a particular time, all of them, no matter how many they might be, all of them will just gather in one place and they begin to sleep. Because the purpose of sleep for those animals is just for hibernation. And so when the time is up, they just have to follow and sleep. If you have dogs in your house, you realize that at a particular time, they all go to hibernate. If you have cats in your house, you realize that at a particular time, they all go to hibernate. So one reason that will make you know that the purpose of your sleep is for hibernation is that you are controlled by it. I said my people will not like my message. You see, when you sleep for hibernation, you are controlled by it. You say, oh, media, I can't stay up to 11. No, by 10, now my body begins to shake. My body begins to do this. Listen, it means that you are being controlled by your sleep. And it means that the purpose of your sleep is for hibernation. And be careful. Whenever you are controlled by your sleep, it means that you always sleep to become inactive. Whenever you sleep, you are vulnerable to the devil. Now, the next point is rest. The second purpose of sleep is rest. Now, let me shock you. Even though God created sleep for all the living things that you see, He doesn't give rest to all of them. Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. The Bible said, and he said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Listen, if you are thinking this is deep, remember that this message came to me first before I am giving it to you. When the Lord was revealing these things to me, I was seated quietly. I was like, hey, my God, hey, what kind of Christians are we becoming today? He said in Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, and he said, my presence shall go with you and I will give you rest. The first sign that the presence of the Lord is with you is that you are given rest. Listen, I told you that when you are sleeping for the reason of hibernation, you are controlled by the sleep. But when you are sleeping for the reason of rest, it is given to you. Rest. He said, I will give you rest. Let me take you to Isaiah chapter 14, verse 3. The Bible said, it will be in the day when the Lord gives you rest from your pain, gives you rest from your turmoil, gives you rest from any harsh service in which you have been enslaved. It is the Lord that gives rest. And this is intended for people, for human beings, not for animals. First Kings chapter 8 verse 56. Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people of Israel. Who has given rest to his people of prayer life. Who has given rest to the people under the sound of my voice. Who has given rest to the people who have made it a point to come and hear this message. Who has given rest to the people who are eagerly waiting to receive something from God. This kind of sleep comes from God and it comes to give you rest. Animals do not need rest. Plants do not need rest. They only need hibernation. But human beings do not need hibernation, because when you go into hibernation, you are already vulnerable to the devil. Is somebody with me? Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people, Israel. So God gives rest. This kind of sleep comes from the Lord. This kind of sleep. You see, sometimes the Lord can speak to me. Son, go and sleep. Go and sleep. I want to speak to you. Go and sleep. Go and sleep. That is the kind of rest that comes from God. He gives it to you. You are not controlled by it. He gives it to you. He speaks to you about it and it comes to you. So rest is one of the greatest gifts that God gave to humanity. He did not give it to plants. He did not give it to animals. He did not give it to trees. He gave it to human beings. And rest is synonymous to peace. When we talk about rest, we are talking about peace. That is when you sleep with a peace of mind. No matter how much you are owing, you sleep with a peace of mind. No matter what your troubles might be, you sleep with a peace of mind. No matter what your problems are, you sleep with a peace of mind. No matter which debt you are in, you sleep with a peace of mind. Regardless of the fact that your landlord is sacking you from the house, you sleep with a peace of mind. This kind of rest comes from the Lord. It is given by God. Rest also means quiet, calmness, tranquility, peacefulness, serenity, stability. And those who do not experience this purpose of sleep, even in their sleep, they are troubled. In the day when Jesus rules the most, they are troubled. And in the middle of the night, in their sleep, they are still troubled. It means that you are not sleeping for the purpose of rest. The presence of the Lord is not with you. Because when you sleep with the purpose of God, with the presence of God with you, you will sleep with rest. You will sleep in rest. And you will sleep around rest. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, the Bible said, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear." When we talk about fear, you see, fear is what brings about worrying, complaining, troubles. Every time you are complaining about this, every time you are worried about this, it is a sign of the spirit of fear. And fear comes to take away your peace of mind. And the Bible said, God has not given us the spirit of fear. It means that every time you are so worried about something, every time you are so concerned and troubled about something, that thing is not from God. That thing is not from the Holy Spirit. That thing is not from the angels of God. It is from the devil, because God has not given us the spirit of fear. But watch what the Bible says. But rather, he has given us the spirit of power. He has given us love and he has given us sound mind. And that is the rest I am talking about. Sound mind, peace, peacefulness, sound mind, calmness, quietness, tranquility. serenity, stability. Even in the midst of the storms, you are calm. Even in the midst of the troubles, you are calm. Even though people insult you and talk to you anyhow, you are quiet. It means that you have the peace of God. You have the rest of God. You have the peace that God giveth. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That is the rest I'm talking about. Even in your sleep, you have rest. Let me take you to Genesis chapter 2 verse 19. Genesis chapter 2 verse 19. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field. Now, we are entering into practicals. I want you to know what I'm talking about. It is real. God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. Now, look at the job. Look at how huge the job of Adam is. He was tasked with calling the names of every single animal you see. Now you imagine that every single animal, one person is giving their names out. The Bible said God formed all the beasts of the field and every single bird, and he brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. Adam was given the duty to give the names of every single living creature you see today. Hey, how huge his job was. And verse 20, Adam gave the names of all the cattle. He gave the names of all the birds of the air. He gave the names of every beast of the field. And Adam was found no helper. Adam found no helper. You see, the job was difficult. The job was not easy. The job was demanding. The job was draining him. And the Bible said he didn't have anybody to support him. But watch what happens in verse 21 of Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2 verse 21. The Bible says, And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam. What kind of sleep is this? The job was too demanding that God, when he was creating Eve, he had to give Adam rest. He had to give Adam rest from the work. The work was too difficult. The work was too demanding. The work was too draining that God had to give him rest from the work. That the whole time God was creating Eve, Adam was resting. The second purpose of sleep is for rest. 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 Somebody shout to rest. I pray for somebody in the house tonight that if you do not find rest in your sleep, if you do not have rest in your sleep, you struggle every time to sleep. I pray for you tonight that you shall begin to experience rest in your sleep. You shall begin to experience rest. You shall begin to experience stability. You shall begin to experience a sound mind in your sleep, in the mighty name of Jesus. The third purpose of sleep is for information. The third purpose of sleep is for information. Sleep is not as literal as you see it. Sleep is not as literal as you see it. So that is why when you sleep for the purpose of hibernation, you are sleeping like an animal. You only sleep to become inactive and you wake up the next morning and go to work. You sleep to become dormant. You wake up the next morning and go to school. You sleep just like anything else. You sleep just like any other thing and then you wake up the next morning. And that is why the Bible is saying, for how long will you sleep? In other words, for how long will you be in hibernation? Oh, you lazy one. For how long will you be in hibernation? When you sleep for the purpose of hibernation, even the Bible calls you lazy. The third purpose of sleep is for information. When we talk about information, we are talking about facts provided or learned about something or someone. Information are facts provided or learned about something or someone. You can receive facts in about something or someone in your dream. It happens all the time. Let me take you to Genesis chapter 20 verse 1. Genesis chapter 20 verse 1. And Abraham journeyed from there to the south and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and stayed in Gerar. Verse 2. Now Abraham said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister. Is somebody with me? Abraham had entered into a new kingdom, and he was afraid that they might kill him and take his wife. And so he lied to everybody that she is my sister. And it wasn't actually a lie, but it was a half truth. So Abraham lied to the king that the king of Gerar, that she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. Listen, whenever you see Abimelech in the Bible, Abimelech is not a name, it's a title. Just like Pharaoh. Pharaoh is not a name. Pharaoh is a title. The king of Egypt is called Pharaoh. So the king of Gerar is given the title Abimelech. So Abimelech is not a name. So Abimelech, the king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah because you are in my kingdom and you are telling me she is your sister. Now I want to marry your sister, so give me your sister. So the king took Sarah, and watch what happens in verse 3. But God came to Abimelech in the dream by night. In other words, God came to Abimelech in his sleep. In the middle of the night. And he said to him, God said to the king, indeed you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken. For she is a man's wife. She is another man's wife. You see, Abimelech is receiving information about Sarah in his sleep. That is the third purpose of sleep. We sleep to receive information about things and people. When you do not receive information about things, when you do not receive information about people, it means that you are walking blind, you are walking in darkness, you are walking with no insight, you have no idea what is going on. You have to develop the ability to receive information in your sleep, to receive
facts about things, to receive facts about people, to receive facts about your job opportunities, to receive facts about your lecturers, your partners, your friends, your loved ones, your enemies, so that you will know and understand and learn how to deal with people in your life.
Rito ribato ribato badivra katoske deba. Mada mada broske de braske di bada branka da podo broske de deba. Ni poro wodo podo brodo podo brodo.
So Abimelech was giving information about Sarah in his sleep. How much information do you receive in your sleep? Most of you sleep and you do not even know the time that you slept. Most of you sleep and you have no idea the time you wake up. Most of you sleep and you have no understanding. You sleep just like a plant. You sleep just like an animal. You are controlled by the event of sleeping. You are controlled by the act of sleeping. It means that you are sleeping for hibernation. You are sleeping to become inactive. You are sleeping to become dormant. If not for anything, you must sleep for rest. And rest is given by God. And in your rest, you will receive information. This is progressive. Whilst you are resting in your sleep, information comes your way. That is why the Bible said, arise, shine, for your light has come. Your light has come. The light comes in your sleep, because the light stands for information. The light stands for facts. The light stands for knowledge about things, about people, about jobs, about opportunities, about your next move, about your decisions, about the things you will encounter. And so the Bible said, arise, shine, for your light has come. The light only comes in your sleep. That is why you cannot undermine the power of sleep. You cannot undermine the purposes of sleep. You cannot abuse the purpose of sleep. The very moment you begin to take your sleep for granted, it means that you are sleeping just like an animal. When you sleep, you have to sleep with an expectation. When you sleep, you have to sleep with a mindset to receive. When you sleep, you have to sleep with an ideology of being or receiving information about things and people. When you sleep, you have to sleep with the mindset that you are going to receive something, or you are going to have rest from God. When you sleep, you do not sleep agile. When you sleep, you cannot sleep like animals. When you sleep, you cannot sleep like plants. You cannot be in hibernation. It is written in Proverbs chapter 6 verse 9. How long will you sleep, O brethren? How long will you sleep, those under my voice? How long will you sleep, people hearing me? How long will you sleep, oh you lazy people? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, and poverty will creep upon you. Poverty will cling upon you. Poverty will overrule you. Aparamakadosha talibra kadisha ikaramataposhke nebrata. I pray for somebody in the house tonight. I pray for somebody in the house tonight that if you are being controlled by your sleep tonight, by the reason of prayer tonight, by the reason of intercession tonight, by the reason of the word, may you begin to overpower your sleep, and may you never undermine the purposes of sleep. Oh my God, my God, am I speaking to somebody? Somebody shall sleep. So Abimelech received information about Sarah in his sleep. Abimelech, he was not even a Christian. He was not even a believer, and yet he was able to receive information about a Christian. How much more you? Today, Christians cannot receive information about even secular people. We cannot even receive information about ourselves. Oh my God, what a generation. What a generation. Let me take you to the fourth purpose of sleep. 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth purpose of sleep. Somebody say the fourth purpose of sleep. The fourth purpose of sleep. God bless you too, Papa J. The fourth purpose of sleep. Listen, you have to change your mindset concerning your sleep. You must learn to rule your sleep. And when I am done talking about the purposes, I am going to talk about fasting and how it is connected to sleeping. Now, encounter. The fourth purpose of sleep is for encounter. Encounter. Somebody shout encounter. The fourth purpose of sleep is for encounter. The first purpose of sleep is for hibernation, and that is for animals and the other living things. Human beings are not supposed to be packed. The second purpose of sleep is for rest that God giveth to his people. The third purpose is for information, facts that are provided or learned about something or somebody. And the fourth purpose is for encounter. When we talk about an encounter, we are talking about an unexpected or a casual meeting with someone or something. I'm loving this. An encounter is an unexpected or casual meeting with someone or something. Let me take you to Genesis chapter 41, verse 1 to 8. Genesis chapter 41, verse 1 to 8. Then it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh had a dream, and behold, he stood by the river. Pharaoh stood by the river in his dream, and suddenly there came up out of the river 7 cows. God bless you too. God bless you so much. Suddenly there came out of the river 7 cows. How can cows come out of rivers? How can cows? Think about it. Most of you think your dreams are supposed to make sense, and that is why you never have encounters from God. You never have encounters from his angels, because you think your dreams are supposed to make sense. Dreams, especially the ones that contain encounters, are not going to make sense. That is why when you dream, you do not seek for understanding, but you seek for interpretation. Did I just say this? I said when you dream, you do not seek for understanding, but you seek for interpretation, because it is not going to make sense to you for you to understand. But if you get somebody that fully is equally yoked with the things of God, you are going to receive an interpretation, not an understanding. And he saw in his dream that 7 cows were coming out of a river. They were fine looking and fat, and they fed in the middle. Verse 3. Then behold, 7 other cows came up after them out of the river. Cows coming out of rivers. Cows coming out of rivers. They came up after them out of the river. And these new seven, they were ugly and gaunt, and stood by the other cows on the bank of the river. And the ugly and the gaunt cows ate up the seven fine looking and fat cows. So Pharaoh awoke. Arise, shine, for your light has come. This is what it means. The light comes in the form of a message. The light comes in the form of a revelation. The light comes in the form of a dream. That is the light. And when the light came, the Bible said, Pharaoh awoke. That is the problem with so many Christians today. When the light comes, because they are sleeping for hibernation, they will still be asleep. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The very moment you receive the information, you have to train your body to wake up. After almost every single dream, I wake up. Even Pharaoh, who wasn't a believer, he rose up from his sleep after the light came. Most of you will continue sleeping 3 hours, 4 hours, five hours afterward, after receiving that message, and you expect to remember it when you wake up. How can you remember? Even Pharaoh woke up right after the light came. Verse 5. He slept and dreamed a second time. Listen. The Bible didn't say he slept and dreamed or dreamt another day. Listen. If you are able to control your sleep, you can have 5 dreams in a day. You can have 5 dreams in a night. You can have, I have had 4 dreams in a night before. I have had 5 dreams in a night before. Some of you think that every night is for a dream. You see, that is why your pace at which you are progressive in life is slow. Because you only dream once a night, and even that, you mostly do not remember. And every dream is an information or an encounter that you need for your next level. And so when you keep on dreaming once a night, it means that you are delaying yourself. Are you here with me? Are you here? I see 17 people here, and no one is saying anything. Are you listening to me? Are you here? Okay, God bless you. The Bible said in verse 5, he slept and dreamt a second time. He didn't sleep and dream another day. Listen to me carefully. You see, I don't know how you read your Bible. He did not sleep another day. When he woke up after he received the first light or the first information or had the first encounter, he dreamt again and he had a second dream in the same night. And suddenly 7 heads of grain came up on one stalk, and plump and good. Then behold, 17 heads, blighted by the east wind, sprang up after them, and 17 heads devoured the 7 plump and 4 heads. So Pharaoh awoke, and indeed it was a dream. Every single time that Pharaoh had a dream, he woke up. This is why you are always struggling. When you dream, it takes years to wake up. When you dream, it takes hours to wake up. When you dream, it takes all night to wake up. That is why you are always not receiving anything. And that is why you never have interpretation. That is why you never have enough information about anything. That is why you are always ignorant of everything. That is why you have no understanding of anything. Because you dream once a night. And even that you do not remember. When you dream, you do not wake up. When you sleep, you wake up the next morning. That is why your life is not getting any better. We are always declaring over your lives. We are always praying for you. We are always interceding for you. We are always prophesying over your lives. And yet your lives are always the same. How come the men of God, their lives are always or constantly transforming? How come the prophets are doing better? How come the people who are really involved are doing better? And yet the church is the same. And yet the congregation is the same. Because you do not practice the things we do. Because you do not listen to the things we teach. Because you do not practice the things we advise. You do not take the counsels we give. And that is why your lives are the same. I can come here and prophesy to every single person. Because the Lord is with me. I can prophesy to Cynthia. I can prophesy to Paul. I can prophesy to anybody here. I can prophesy to Adelaide. I can prophesy to Audrey. I can prophesy to every single one. But at the end of the day, it would take your own commitment for your life to be transformed. It would take your ability to take counsel and advice for your life to be transformed. It would take your ability to follow the doctrines that we teach for your life to transform. How come you have been praying over one opportunity for 7 years? It is so not scriptural. I serve a God who can do things instantly. I serve a God who can create things instantly. I serve a God who could create the world in 6 days. Who told you need all night for your life to be transformed? Who told you need 7 years for your life to be transformed? Who told you need a prophecy for your life to be transformed? If you can give an ear to the things I am teaching, if you can give an ear to the things I am teaching, if you can practice the things I am teaching, then your life will definitely transform. It will not take a prophecy, but it will take the word. It will not take a prayer, but it will take the word. It will not take an impartation, but it will take the word. Because after all is said and done, the only thing that abides is the word. The only thing that thrives is the word. He said, for all things shall pass away, including your relationship, including your marriage, including the prophecies you have received, including the promises you have received. But as for the word, it will abide. As for the word, it will live on. As for the word, it shall live through, my God. And after Pharaoh had the second dream in the same night, the Bible said he woke up and behold, it was a dream. Hey, you are joking with your dreams. That is why your lives are always the same. You are playing with your dreams. That is why your lives never transform. You do not take anything seriously. And when we talk about encounters in sleep, most of the dreams that you do not understand, especially the ones that do not make sense, they are the ones that provoke encounters. Verse 8. It came to pass in the morning when he woke up. Listen. Now, are you following? Are you understanding what I'm teaching? Because this all happened. He had two dreams in the night. This all happened in the night, and he slept the second time, and the Bible said it came to pass in the morning, so he's now waking up in the morning, that his spirit was troubled. That is the first sign that the dream you had was an encounter. When you have an encounter in a dream, when you wake up in the morning, you realize that your spirit is troubled. Your spirit is not at peace. Your spirit is not okay until you have received an interpretation. And it came to pass in the morning that her spirit was troubled. It means, what does it mean? What does it mean for your spirit to be troubled after a dream? What does it mean? It means that that dream was an encounter. So whenever you have a dream, you wake up, you don't feel good. You feel, what is this? You are so troubled in your spirit. You are yearning to understand what you saw. It means that that dream was an encounter. It wasn't information.
Oh my God, I wish I was preaching to a church. I wish I was preaching to a church. Allah rubaka dabrash ketelebraka. Me doro modubo shata talabraka diva. Tadura makadabro shata telebrakata.
And Pharaoh sent and called all the magicians of Egypt. This is the first mistake that we make. When we have dreams, we do not go to spiritual people. We do not go to people who understand the word. We do not go to people who carry the spirit of God. Pharaoh, the first thing he did was to run to a magician. And that is what most of you do. You will not run to a magician, but you run to a friend. A friend who is not spiritual. A friend who doesn't understand anything pertaining to the things of God. A friend who is not sensitive to the spirit of God. These are the people that you run to explain and discuss your dreams with. But let me shock you. After he told the magicians, the Bible said, he also told the wise men. Somebody say the wise men. Do you know the wise men? Knowledgeable people. People with insights, people with understanding, people with experience, they are called wise men. Wise men. Listen, wise men. And that is what most of you do. You go to people who are wiser than you and you tell your dreams to them, thinking you get meanings, you get understanding. And most of you, the wise men you turn to are books, are articles online. Most of you, the wise men you turn to are books that you see on the internet. They are books. You are searching for the interpretation of your dreams in books. Most of you buy books that have the title Dreams and Their Meanings. You are joking. God is revealing something to you in a dream and you are turning to a book for an understanding. Hey. I am going to say this. A magician, a wise man, a knowledgeable person can never explain a dream that God gives you. The only one who can explain a dream that God gives is somebody who has God in him. Your best friend cannot explain. They cannot explain. The only person who can explain. The Bible said, and Pharaoh told them he told them his dream, but there was nobody who could interpret them for him. There was nobody. Nobody could interpret the dream because these men are wise men. It doesn't take wisdom to interpret dreams. It takes the Spirit of God. It doesn't take knowledge to interpret dreams. It takes the Spirit of God. It doesn't take understanding to interpret dreams. It takes the Spirit of God. When you have encounters in your dreams, when you have encounters in your sleep, you must turn to a spiritual man to explain it for you, to interpret it for you if you cannot do it yourself. Da 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 da. And Pharaoh never received an interpretation for his dream until he told it to a spiritual man.
Christy, God bless you for being here.
He did not receive an interpretation until he told it to a spiritual man. Who are you telling your dreams to? Who are you telling your dreams to? Who are you sharing your dreams with? Take So animals sleep, animals and plants and all the other living things apart from human beings, they sleep solely for hibernation, but human beings sleep for rest, information and encounters. Human beings do not sleep for hibernation. And so if you are a human being and you are sleeping for hibernation, you are already a prey to the devil. Only animals and plants, trees, herbs, they sleep for hibernation, solely for hibernation. But human beings sleep for rest, information, or an encounter. Now let me break something down for you. I told you I will end with dreams or sleep, sleeping and fasting. I will end with sleeping and fasting. Sleeping and fasting are one and the same thing. I know somebody is saying, what is he saying? How can fasting be the same as sleeping? I said, let me repeat this. Sleeping and fasting are one and the same thing. Now, when you sleep, do not forget that the Lord invented sleep for human beings or for living things. But when you sleep as a human being, the Lord shuts down your physical body. The Lord shuts down. The Lord shuts down your consciousness. The Lord shuts down the desires of your flesh so that He can fully activate your spirit man or the spirit that is in you so that He can commune with you in your sleep. And so when you receive rest, do not forget that the Lord gives rest to His people. And so when you receive rest in your sleep, it means that you're already communing with God. When you receive information in your sleep, it means that you're already communing with God. When you have an encounter in your sleep, it means that you are already communing with God. And so when you sleep and you receive rest or information or an encounter, you are communing with God with your spirit man. Because your body is shut down, your senses are shut down, your consciousness is shut down, right? You understand that part of sleep, right? You understand that part of sleep, right? Yes, this is not very difficult to understand. When you sleep, the Lord, listen. I am not saying when you sleep, you shut down. No. I said when you sleep, the Lord shuts down your body. That is why anybody that sleeps becomes physically, their body becomes dormant. It is not by choice, right? You do not choose to become dormant, do you? Do you choose to become dormant when you sleep? Or it just happens? Yes, it just happens. It means that you are not the one controlling it. The person controlling it or the power controlling it is that of God, the power of God. So when you sleep, it is God who is shutting down your body so that He can fully activate your spirit to commune with you spiritually. So every sleep is a spiritual exercise. Every sleep is a spiritual journey. Every sleep is a spiritual journey. This is why you must not take your dreams for granted. You must not take your sleep. You must not abuse your sleep. When you have to sleep, you must sleep. But you must not be controlled by sleep. Now, let me move on to fasting. To fast is to deliberately abstain from food, all sorts of food, all sorts of comfort. Oh my God. When you are fasting, you deliberately decide to abstain from food and all sorts of pleasurable things so that you can sensitize yourself to the spirit, right? During a fast, you willingly shut down your flesh. You willingly, in a sleep, the Lord shuts down your flesh to spiritually commune with your spirit. But when you fast, you willingly shut down your flesh and the desires that comes with your flesh. And so, when you desire to watch movies, during a fast, you shut down that desire to watch movies so that you can sensitize yourself to the Spirit of God. When you love to eat early in the morning and you are fasting, you deliberately decide to shut down the desire to eat early in the morning so that you can sensitize yourself to the Spirit of God. Am I explaining something? So whenever you fast, you are willingly shutting down your body, you are willingly shutting down your flesh, you are willingly shutting down your consciousness in order to sensitize yourself to the Spirit of God. Because if you do not shut down your consciousness, you will chase after the things that you lust after or the things that you desire. But during a fast, you shut down your consciousness towards all of those things in order to sensitize yourself to the Spirit of God. Now, when you sleep, that is God shutting down your body in order to fully activate your spirit, in order to commune with you. But when you fast, you are willingly doing it yourself. That is not God. God is not doing it for you, but you are doing it for yourself so that you willingly shut down your flesh, you willingly shut down your body in order to fully activate your spirit man, in order to commune with the Spirit of God. Am I explaining? So, sleeping and fasting are the same thing, except sleeping is by God. It is controlled by God, but fasting is controlled by man. And that is why when Jesus came to live on earth, when Jesus was walking in our midst, the Bible said the Pharisees came and they asked him, why is it that you and your people, you are not fasting? Why is it that your disciples do not fast? And the Bible said, Jesus responded and said, do you expect the friends of the group to fast when the groom is with them? Because God is higher. Jesus is God and he was in the midst of the people. It means that the people did not need fast in order to commune with God, because they were already walking with higher. They were already walking with God. They were already communing with God. And so the only thing they needed was a sleep, but they didn't need to fast. Because we fast to activate our spirit man willingly to sensitize our senses and consciousness and our spirits to the things of God. But when you begin to walk with God, just as the disciples literally walked with Jesus, they didn't need to fast as at that time, because they were already communing with God. And let me break it down for you. When you wake up in the morning, the first food you eat is called breakfast. And the same vein, the food you eat after fasting for a while is also called breakfast. The food you eat to break your fast is called breakfast. And when you wake up in the morning, the first food you eat in the day is also called breakfast. Because sleeping and fasting are the same thing, except sleeping is controlled by God and fasting is controlled by you. you yourself. And that is why the food and sleep are two things that people can stand on to tell whether you are lazy or not. Because the very moment you encounter a lazy person, you realize that they have no control over their sleep, and they have no control over their ability to eat and ability not to eat, because fasting and sleeping are the same thing. I am not saying the fact that you are sleeping and so you do not need to fast. No, because the more you fast, the more you gain control in your sleep, because sleeping and fasting are the same. But when you fast, you are doing it willingly. You are doing it according to your will. You are doing it according to your will. If you are able to build your will in that sense, then you will definitely have dominion in your sleep. Because when there is an encounter in a sleep, when there is an encounter in a dream, your ability to partake or your ability to tap into that encounter is dependent on how well you can control your ability to eat and your ability not to eat. Am I breaking something down for somebody? And so the Bible said, the other day Jacob slept in the middle of nowhere, and he had a dream, and he saw a ladder that was connected from the heavens to the earth, and he saw angels ascending and descending. And the Bible said he woke up from the dream and he said, so the Lord was here and I did not know. It means that he didn't have dominion in his sleep, because he wasn't a fasting man. He wasn't a man that used to fast. If you do not learn the ability to fast, you will never have dominion in your sleep, because fasting and sleeping are the same thing. Let me repeat this. The food that you will eat after your sleep, the first food you will eat after you wake up in the morning, is called breakfast. And the food you will eat to break your fast, it's called break. So sleeping and fasting are the same thing. Sleeping and fasting are the same thing. Sleeping and fasting are the same thing. Except sleep is controlled by God, but fast is controlled by you yourself. So the event that transpires during a fast is the same thing that transpires in a dream or in a sleep. And so, if you want to know if you have self-control, anybody who doesn't have self-control, they do not have power over their sleep, and they do not have power over the food they eat. They eat anyhow and they sleep anyhow, and that is how you can tell that somebody is lazy. So if you want to know that you are lazy, whether you are lazy or not, I have just given you a clue. Check your food and check the way you sleep. Can you regulate these things? Can you check these things? Can you make changes to these things at any point in time? Somebody will tell you, man of God, if I do not eat by 10 a.m., then my body is shaking. You have no self-control. Man of God, if I do not eat by 12, I'll get ulcer. You won't get ulcer. You have no self-control. And that is why you don't have dominion in your sleep, because sleeping and fasting are the same event. Except one is controlled by you yourself, the other is controlled by God. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 13. Let me end here. Love not sleep, lest you come to poverty. This sleep that you see here, love not sleep. The sleep you see here is for the purpose of hibernation. You have no control over it. It controls you. The Bible says, love not sleep. Lest you come to poverty, you become poor. And when the Bible says you become poor, it's not talking about material poverty. The Bible is talking about you having no knowledge, you having no information, you having no encounters. You are poor. Because you love sleep, you sleep for hibernation. You do not sleep for rest. You do not sleep for information. You do not sleep for encounters. So you are poor. Open your eyes and you have plenty of bread.
Ah, what a God.
Open your eyes and you have plenty of bread. This is Proverbs chapter 20 verse 13. Hey. Your success is dependent on your ability to control your sleep. Your success is dependent on your ability to control your sleep. This is what I have for you tonight. God bless you so much. For those of you who are new here, this is Prayer Life Virtual Church, and I am your host, Vincent Chamartin. I really appreciate your time. This is our Sunday Impact Service. We meet every Sunday at 7 p.m., every Tuesday at 8 p.m., and every Thursday at 8 p.m. If this is the first time you are joining us, kindly drop your WhatsApp number. Kindly drop your WhatsApp number. We want to check up on you. We want to warmly welcome. We want to be in touch with you. Marodo go shada da barabra kadi go shada da ba. Di go robo do go shada brakate. God bless you so much. Is it Adam? Is the name Adam or? What's the name? Okay, Isha Adam. God bless you so much, Adam. God bless you so much. We want to be in touch with you. Mara mara bo shadi bra gade bo sheke de brando godo bo shata tali bro shkete braka. Cynthia, God bless you. Let me repeat it. Your level of success in life is dependent on your ability to control your sleep. And in order to gain control in your sleep, you must learn to dominate in your fast. Sleeping and fasting are one and the same thing. You cannot do one and not do the other. If you want to gain more control in your sleep, you must gain more control in your fast and in your fastings. God bless you so much. My name is Vincent Chamartin. See you on Tuesday. Bye-bye.